All right, so let's continue in the sugya of malvus be'edim, whether he has to pay him back with edim or not. So that's what we're doing on the Mem Aleph in Shavuos. But let's take a look at the Rif and the Ran. The Ran is a completely different take on this sugya. Okay, so the Rif is on Chaf. Okay, so he breaks up the Mishnah. So he has that part of the Mishnah here. Monali biyadcha omelohein. The mokor omeloh tnei li nisatav l'cho. So if on day one he admits that he has the loan, but on the next day he says he paid it already, so he's believed. But if he says, Ein lecha biyadi yischayef, because now he's just contradicting what he already admitted. Mona li biyadcha omelohein. And then he tells them, only pay me back in front of Edim. So then he's not believed unless he pays him back in front of Edim. Okay, that's the mission. Okay. So now, so the riff, so we have again, just very briefly. Right, you have two Lishnas in Ravasi. Okay, so the first one is Amar Yudam Ravasi, a malvas chaver be'edim. Oh, he's going with the second Lishna. Okay, so the first Lishna is right. The riff takes the second Lishna. First Lishna is Amar Ravasi, a malvas chaver be'edim sorach lefaro be'edim. Right, and when he said it in front of Shmuel, Shmuel said he could say, I paid them in front of Edom. And they left. Okay. So what's the machlokas? So the Ran wants to define the machlokas over here, or the whole sugya. Okay, so once again, just again, the first Lishna of Ravasi was Amar Ravasi, that he has to pay him in front of Edom. And Shmuel said he could tell him, I paid you already in front of Edom, and they left. Okay, and then the second Lishna of Ravasi is that he doesn't have to pay him back in front of Edom just because he lent him in front of Edom. But if he says, only pay me in front of Edom, then Ravasi holds he has to. And Shmuel still seems to say he could still give the he could still claim that he did it, but the Edom are gone. Okay. So let's take a look at the Ran. So the Ran says, He says, So he goes through the Gemara over here. And then the Gemara finally winds out at the end. He quotes to the Maskana, Hilchasa, Amalvas Chavei Be'edim, Ein Tzarech Lefaro Be'edim, Vimamalo Altifri, Altifri. Okay, so we'll get back to there. We'll take up more the question of the girsa later, but he just wants to go through the pshat and the way to understand the Gemara. So it goes like this. V'nirali d'hachi pirusha, d'hainu taima d'ravasi, v'lishna kama. So what's the reason for Ravasi and the Lishna kama that he has to pay him in front of Edom? Mipnei she'shomu chachomim daitom shel brios. He says, Chazal evaluated people's das, okay? The wild statement. Wild thing to have a machlokas about. But he says, Ravasi held, the Chachamim concluded somehow or other that this is the way people operate. That, or at least this is the thought process. That if something, if you're going to take money, if you're going to borrow money in front of Edom, they're not going to pay it back without Edom. They won't do it. Why? Shekevishu roeh. Deihu lo mehaman lelove. He wants to change it to fine. So since basically the lova sees that the malva doesn't trust him, right? Malvehu elevate. So then lova nami lo mehimanle. What does that mean? V'yorei shema yitpo'enu pama'acheres. So once the borrower sees that the malveh is basically taking a very, is taking an approach of he doesn't trust him. Okay, so he's maybe so now he doesn't want to trust the malveh either. So what's his trust issue with the malveh? He's worried that if he pays him without edim, the malveh will try to take him to court a second time. Now, even though min hadin, he could say, I already paid. The malveh can take him to the basin as many times as he wants. He can always say, I paid. The hamotzi mechaveru olav araya. So he says it finally, someone, right? He says, and the reason why he's believed is because he has to prove it. He's the muchach. The lov is the muchach. But afilu hachi ain't ella. He still won't do it without edim. Why? Shemikevin Since the lender can prove his side of the story, at least he can establish that there was a loan with edim. So he's worried about his reputation. I mean, it's going to come out what? The front page of the paper will be. Morty Malveh proved beyond any doubt that he lent Lenny Loveh during the old Wall Street joke. There was a Peter plaintiff and David defendant. So the Malveh will be able to prove that he definitely made the loan, and then they'll report. But the Loveh walked out without proving that he paid. He just said he paid, and he walked out. So he's worried about his reputation. So he's not going. Once he sees that this malveh, it's interesting that because the malveh doesn't trust him, he's gonna not trust the malveh.
Right.
What does he mean? Why does he mean by that? Like he thinks the guy's up to no good. He thinks the guy is it's like or it's like a different kind. It's not a friendly transaction anymore. It's not an honor system anymore. So maybe he's suspicious of me because he's a Ramo. Himself, I don't know what, but basically he doesn't want to be put at a disadvantage in public opinion. He doesn't want to be put at a disadvantage in the court of public opinion.
People get a problem.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because the mom like can establish them, but not just his word against them.
Right. That's what I mean. He doesn't want to be put at a disadvantage in the court of public opinion. Right. So an asymmetry. There's some asymmetry he doesn't want to have. But it's an amazing thing because you really what he's saying. He's saying an amazing thing. He's saying, even though he knows that he could make the claim he paid and he'll be puckered because Hamotzi Mechaveru Olav HaRaya, right? Now, since he knows that he could be puckered with his claim, right? But we make this. We have this. This I don't know. That he doesn't want to rely on that because it still will come out looking bad. Now he's not going to win. Now he'll lose if he claims that he paid him
His own distrust.
because of his own distrust. He says, "Why?" He says, "Hilkach I Omer Parosi below Adam Shikuri Mishaker." In other words, they've run through this scenario and they said this is how people behave, and therefore, if this guy says anything that deviates from this script, he's a liar. He's a liar. Even though he's a muktzah and a muslim of a raya, but no, this itself is a raya essentially. Because why would a guy put himself in this situation? So it just doesn't. It's shikui mishaka. Let's go a little further. He says, "Shmuel pligi eli dravasi v'omer afal gav deicha d'to in parosicha below edim rei atanase." He has a nice way of going, at least, you know, brings in the Shmuel statement a little more naturally. So Shmuel says, yes, you're right. It does undermine his claim because of everything we've said. But even according to you, Rav Asi, he could still have said that. Interesting way to put it. So what's his argument for Shmuel? He's saying Shmuel it almost sounds like he's saying that even Rav Asi would agree with that.
Sure.
He would agree with that. Right. Yeah, I think he says it later. I think he does, right? It's a question of Migu, right?
We know he's lying.
Let's just get the whole story straight. So that's the first list. And then he says, that Rav Asi says it's Shikui Mishakale, and we won't believe him. And Shmuel says, no, since even according to you, he could have said this and preserved his shame, right? He won't be, apparently won't be a laws against him, if that's what he says. So therefore, he can even be, he'll be believed, Alpimigu, when he says, I paid you straight. Now we have different premises. Right, the Lishna Basra is going to be a different premise. It's just it's in the back of the Gemara. I'm just doing the one in the back of the Gemara. Okay. The Sfira Lei she'ain alov misyare shim yifrenu below edim she'yach lo malva here. Oh no, he's not worried about that. The Yotzi Laza love Shekol Yod. Shekol Yod and Shadarach and the other ones for all below Adam. Listen to Basra. Shriyathalpi Shelova the Adam. So everybody knows people do this, even when you lend somebody with money, with Adam. It's an interesting thing. It's like, I don't know how to put it. It's like Lishna Kama is saying that he's thinking about it from his perspective. This guy is lending me with Adam. I'd better make sure to respond in kind, or people will say X. Right. Or he'll. Oh no. Actually, what did he say the first time around? He said, or else maybe he'll take me back to basement. Right. And maybe he'll take me back to base. And even though I will get out of it alone, the second time he takes me, people will still say, there'll still be some loss. Right. There'll still be some loss. Second way he's saying what? That.
Well, that after he gets paid back, he'll still be happy.
Exactly.
Happy to get paid back.
He doesn't sound like he's worried about that second time around.
You
didn't
lend him money to benefit.
Now, what does he mean by that? He's not worried that if the guy takes him to Beis Din and he denies it the second time, that there'll be a laws. I mean, people will believe his side of the story. Everybody knows, right? So what's the first Lishna? He was a little more paranoid.
Because nobody would do that.
Okay, we'll have to come back to that. But
They're both absolute.
right.
Within their framework.
Right. But it sounds like, I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, it sounds like the first way around, it just sounds like the fact that the guy gave it to him with Adam sets off, triggers off this whole defensive posture.
Projects. He
Yeah,
projects.
he's projecting this whole
So the guy
scheme
didn't
against
trust
him.
me. I'm not going to trust him.
And no matter what people actually do or not, once a guy is already like in a defensive mode, that's what he should do.
Expecting that defensive. If he
Right.
doesn't act defensively, we don't believe him.
Right. No, the second way sounds like just the fact the guy sounds more like a question of whether the guy lent you with Adam, you take it as some kind of first step in here, some kind of offensive that you have to now play defensively by.
Maybe the Moab's just lending him with Aiden simply so that he
Yeah.
doesn't lose his money.
Or he doesn't forget,
Not trying
whatever
to
it is. He just
gain.
doesn't.
He wants to protect himself. But
It
once he
sounds like
gets his money
if you
back.
just look at the question of lending with Aiden, paying back with Aiden, that's the Lishna Basra. That's normal people. It does happen. The first way is like going into some kind of perspective of this guy who, in his perspective, he's viewing this as something that he has to.
He's being set up
He's
by
being set up.
that happens also.
That happens too. Okay. Anyway, there's just a slight, there's a slight, yeah, a slight difference in the way he lays it out. Anyway, so point of Lishna Basra, lending him with Adam alone doesn't trigger this whole series of events, and he'll be believed to say he paid back without Adam because that's normal. People do that. Okay, but if he says, Aval kishe hisra bahamal ve'al tifra'eni elevatem. Okay, afilu hisreu la'afer halvo tzarech l'foro be'edim. Kol kayotzi bazeh ena lo ve'osui l'froa. Elim kein yevarer dibor. Yeah. So now, once a guy gets put to this demand, gets placed upon him, he's definitely going to make sure that he can prove his innocence, or that he fulfilled that he has satisfied the debt. Vim omar parasicha below Adam rei atanasa. He's got to be basically ready to come to baste him with the proof. Otherwise, it sounds like he is trying to get out of it. Below mehaman. Now let's take this one. The Shmuel Omer Yochel Loma. So he's still going with this. Hilkach, he still wants, he's the only guy that we found that learns a second Lishna that Shmuel still has an ego.
Therefore, it's a very small difference between the
Right. Now he says, and here's the line that I was talking about. Now he's saying, even in the Lishna Basra, it's possible that Rav Asi would agree with what Shmuel says, that if he actually says this, he would be believed. Mishum migu. The cave and the Zehu. Okay, that's what he wants to say. Now well, I don't need to go inside, but if you take a look at the Ran on the Mishnah, I mentioned this to you the other day. So he brings up the question of how can you create a new condition after the loan was made? He says, the Ramban says you can't. And the Ramban says, if the guy says, I'm not Makabel this new Tanai, he can't be obligated to pay back with Adam. But the Ran says, according to the Rimigash and the Rambam, hold, you can. He says, but according to me, it's perfectly fine. Because it's not a matter of new hechayvus. It's a matter of what we assume a person will do. Put it in the situation where a guy makes a public announcement. Everybody, this guy, you know, he's not going to want to do it. He's going to feel obligated. So we can say if he doesn't do it, we'll say he's lying. Right. Doesn't matter when you make that. Right. Exactly. So that's what he wants to say. He says, Nira, he wants to say, the Rambam, the Rimigash, learning like him. Nira, Shehem Sovram, Shehem Adavar, Tali, Bekab, Baloso, Shelova. Elakol, Shehisrabo, Hamalva, Tzorchapar, Vedim. Vyesha Tamu, Vachilacha, Havod, Bamen, Nishtabed. So people say, how do you do Nishtabed? So he says, Venirli, Shehem Zukusha, Shehem Ainli, Tam, Shebud, Wow. He wants to go further. He goes further. He says like this. Let's get the whole sheet there. He says that's the sugya according to him. That's the sugya according to him. I lost the spot. Hold on. Right. Ulefikach ani omer the lo shna parasicha b'fnei ploni uploni v'hochulam v'yaseyam. Oh, omer parasicha b'fnei ploni uploni u'mesum. So the Ron says, doesn't matter if you say they died, or I just paid you in front of Adam and they're gone without naming them. Ah, Falpisher, Isu Harashba, Ulama Forsh Macherim, Shomer Dafka, Bimiyachid Adem, Shema Sidem Lachzor, Naman, Mishum Demirsas, Romashakir. Even though the Rashba says, no, you've got to name the names and they've got to be able to come back because he has to have a Mirsas of lying. Oh, well, Kishena Miyachid Adem, Eno Naman. I'm sorry, Inami Bimiyachid Adem Shemesu, Lo Mirsas, Eno Naman. Ain't the varayim mechuvarim be'enai. Lefisha kol dinim halalu einam tluyim b'shibudo shalova. He takes the whole thing into a different framework. Kadesh ne'emar inyan kain mishtabed ela. It's the Rashba is translating it into like a new technical framework, and he has to fulfill that shibud. And if he doesn't, he's not ne'emar. Elohacha toli b'tainos shalova ireya olo. According to the way I'm learning it, the Ron says it's all a matter of our estimation of the of whether he is acting in line with this umdana that we have. Is he undermining his credibility or not? Well, that's bad. That's anazati the mishaker the Rav Yasi. I will call shu omer be'edim for a sicha if you lo yachdan or shiachid umesu. Lo reya tanosli umehemon the kachim divrei Rambam, because Ram says mace is good. Yeah. No, not one that we would agree to. Yes. Then how's he coming out? All right. Uparchina leidu Shmuel depending on the other. Okay. Let's just go through the rest of the.
Say anything about that.
Yeah, I can't believe it. No, let's try to take it simple over here, okay? So let's take Ravasi's side. So what's Ravasi saying over here? Just to rephrase it. And I don't want to make a big difference between the listener of Kama and listener of Bas right now. Let's just get the basic idea. So he's saying that Ravasi is saying that once he makes the loan in front of Adam, let's just think in terms of Lishna Kama. Once he makes the loan in front of Edom, he's worried now that this guy is already telegraphing something about the whole transaction, and he's afraid he's going to get dragged back, and he'll have to say he paid, and he won't have the Edom that he paid, whereas this guy will have Edom that he borrowed. So it'll come out that his name will be a little soiled, right? His credit rating will go down. Yeah. So therefore, what for Ravasi? So therefore, he's going to want to definitely pay, not just in front of Aiden, not just in front of Aiden, but he's going to want to be able to. Fine, let's say that. One pair of. So Shmuel says, that's all true, but as long as he can claim he could pay back in front of Edom, which would still rescue his reputation, therefore he'll be believed in the court of, no, his court of public opinion is one thing, but halachically in our court, once he has a good claim he can make anywhere, we'll have to accept any claim he actually presents. So come back to the meeting. So it comes down to a funny argument. According to Ravasi, he can't make the question is whether we can accept Miglin, right? And he doesn't say it as clearly in the first Lishna, but he does definitely say in the second Lishna, it's like a Migul Makom. So what kind of a machlokas is that? Will his Migul, will he work, will there be a din of a Migul? Ravasi is saying it excludes Migul. And it's not like the other way the other Rishonim were learning. That's a Tanai. It's like a psychological thing. It's going to exclude the Migul. So who was saying something? I don't know. You guys were bargaining for. But it's a funny application of Migul. I don't know which one of you said what, but it's a funny application of Migul because if he's really worried about his reputation and he doesn't want to damage his reputation, I mean, Migul is not going to rescue his reputation. No one's going to say, well, he's just as believed that he paid him back because he could have rescued his reputation.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what he's afraid to say.
Would they really hurt people? Or is that also
I mean, that's a good question. That's a good question. It sounds like, at least the way the Ron is presenting the discussion, it sounds like Shmuel is saying something that is in line with Rav Asi in some way. He keeps repeating it. Lo reya tanose da be'edim paro. He keeps saying that. At least he's accepting some element of the framework of his question. I'm not sure if Rossi would actually agree with him or not.
He could be saying
Right. It's a fascinating discussion. I mean, it's a fascinating discussion because basically the way the Ron is putting it with Shmuel is like this is all like second, third hand stories that people are going to be talking about. Now, how far down do people go? Assuming no one's got an axe to grind that they hate this guy and they're looking to besmirch his name, they're going to say, oh, Aiden, okay, whatever. You say, Aiden, and he just said he paid. That's something funny.
But I mean, if you're crediting, how are you going to make that money?
So I think Fair Isaacs, maybe you'd hope they would do a more thorough investigation. But I don't know. It's a good question. But it sounds like Shmuel is saying, look, he could have an answer to the, if it's just Edom and he says he paid privately, that whole thing sounds shady. And no one's going to go any further than the first complete story they hear. So then I say, he said he lent him with Edom. And he said he paid him back with Adam. Okay, they died, whatever. I don't know. It's like, it doesn't leave you with a, it's not a, it doesn't, res it doesn't, leave, the story is closed without some, without a definitive imbalance
So you could say that still nobody's going to be balanced. But we'll basically we'll accept that.
Right.
Because maybe that happens. Could have happened. There's nothing about that story, even not. Now it sounds suspicious when you hear it. It must have come out of Raya, and there's nothing that is not claiming he did something.
Okay, but we've got to put this into halachic terms, or else we're dead in the water. So let's take Ravasi. Let's translate Ravasi into more halachic terms, okay? Yeah. So what is he saying halachically? Halachically, it sounds like Ravasi is saying that since this guy has a concern about this imbalance, this information imbalance, he's going to only, he'll be sure to meet the, he'll be sure to rectify it. And the only way to rectify that imbalance is like he says, if he's yochel levarer halvaso be'edus, I better be yochel levarer pir'oni be'edus. So Ravasi is saying, look, basically, this puts him in a situation that he will only pay back in a way that will that the with equal evidence to the loan itself. Saying I paid back in front of Adam, that negates, no, it's a negation of any mnemonis of Taina loan. It's not a matter of, according to Rav Asi is learning because of this concern. Essentially, it based and will look at it and determine the Shuma is that he will have to, he will be motivated to satisfy the debt to the degree that the debt is established. And that's all. Well, it's moved to an absolute. Everything has been moved to absolutes. You're lending me with Adam. You're establishing the reality with Adam. I better satisfy you or negate the reality with Adam. Nothing less is going to be done. Is going to be is in the realm of the possible, so to speak. So therefore, that's like a migub mokum Adam in the sense. Without aid, the lack of Adam is like Adas that he's like a proof of his shortcoming, because he's going to want to be have everything perfectly symmetrical. That's what he's striving for. He does not want any imbalance, so he will have to meet that exactly what was established is the only thing that he'll use to satisfy it.
Don't make them do it. Well,
let's just talk it through. So what's Shmuel's argument? Shmuel sounds like he's saying the only thing you can't remove. Shmuel is saying like this. Shmuel is saying, all you can say, the most you can say is that because of these concerns, there will be tainas that have more or less nemonis. You can't convert it into a whole different kind of a situation and say, no, for him, the only evidence is going to, the only thing that we will accept is equal evidence to the loan. Because in his framework, he's so paranoid. No, it's basically according to Shmuel. That's what I want to say. I don't have exactly formulated probably, but machlokes between Rav Asi and Shmuel is what does this concern? What's the fallout of this concern? For Rav Asi, it means it's changing the metric of evidence. Now we'll no longer take his motzi mechaver levaraya. We're not going to rely on anything. The only thing that's going to be accepted is evidence that's equal to the loan. Whatever motivated his action will have to be will have to be will have to satisfy it. So he's worried about Adis and claims. We're not gonna let him go without Adis and Adis. Are we getting in trouble with that? Might get in trouble now.
Well, yes.
If he claims that I paid you back with Adis.
The professor agrees.
Yeah, I don't want to get stuck in that.
According to him.
So then we have to backtrack a little. So I have to backtrack a little. Okay, so I overstated the first time. No, basically though, it doesn't have to be exactly. It doesn't have to be levar beit, but he has to be able. Basically, there has to be that symmetry that if he is able to substantiate, if he gives a substantiated claim, he has to be able to give a substantiated answer. So fine, if he says that's the only kind of a he will not. he will not leave himself with an unsubstantiated answer. So he will never put himself in a situation where he pays him back without being able to substantiate it. Whether the guy's died or went to Yam, that doesn't matter. But it's not normal behavior for the guy who's worried about the claim with Edom to pay back without any way to substantiate it. That's exactly what he's worried about. So basically, that's what Rav Asi is saying. Okay, it's like a mikud mugger. But what is Shmuel's argument back? So Shmuel's argument back is like this. Shmuel's argument back is like this. He's saying, those are all very interesting psychological facts you're telling me. But Sof calls Sof. See, but here's the problem with Shmuel. Why doesn't Shmuel just say like this? Shmuel should just say, I don't care. We believe him because he's a mosak. Well, why is the problem with Shmuel is like this? Is he accepting Rav Asi's claims that of psychology or not? If he is, then he sounds like he has a good argument. Sounds like Rav Asi has a good argument. The guy wouldn't behave this way. And amigo is not a behavior, right? And if he doesn't agree with Rav Asi, he's just saying, well, I don't care. He's still a mosak, right? So what does he mean when he says, no, I agree with your whole story over here, but since he could do that and save his reputation, he still has a migu, right? So I think, I can't put my finger, but it sounds to me like Shmuel is saying, I agree with you that, he says, the most you could, what's Shmuel trying to express? Saying, the most you can do with these psychological arguments is either increase or decrease the nemonis of a claim, right? But then Migu takes over. You can't like qualitatively change. You can't make a determination about the case based on the psychology. All you can do is either take away nemonis from a claim. The most you can do is take away nemonis from a particular claim. But Migu will still kick in. In other words, you have to put it into our frame. And then when we get it, we'll say, okay, this is an answer with Ne'amonis, this is an answer without Ne'amonis. But now we have a rule. Whenever a guy has an answer with Ne'amonis, we'll believe the other answer too.
You say that according to Rav Asi.
Right. That's what it boils down to. According to Rav Asi, the psychology can actually eliminate a taina. Migu won't work on something that's not a taina. Migu gives Ne'amonis to a taina. But if he's saying, he's saying, according to psychology, we can eliminate this taina, then there's nothing you can do. According to Shmuel, says all you can do is take the nemonis out of a taina that he used to have nemonis in. But as long as he can get nemonis via migu, we still have to accept it. So there's a question on how far can this psychology affect the halachic reality. Rasi is going very far. He's saying it can even go so far as to say that this is not a maisa taina. It can negate the whole taina. And Shmuel says no. It could just take the nemonis from it. But since he'll have nemonis even according to you in this taina, then the melo, he gets it back through migu. It's really interesting. Interesting. You got to bring it back to halacha. That's why he sticks with migu even in the second lishna of Shmuel. But Shmuel is the same. He's only working in terms of the nemonis issue. Everyone else was learning. No, well actually there was this havmin and tosis that the migu was over. But everyone's like, well, what else is the tanai doing? Maya hani tanai if it's not to remove the migu. You know what I mean? But the Shmuel never budges off that for the Ran. So what is the machlokas though? I don't know. It's hard. It's a much less. I mean, in a certain sense, it's basically saying it's just a question of what? Of estimation. Yeah, it's hard to define that kind of thing. But what else changes? Not much else changes essentially. Just gets bumped up a level. Whether you ask it. Right, so let's finish up the round of here just to see how he passed him. And then tomorrow we'll try to take the next series of cases in the Gemara And then there's a giant riff on, there's a big riff on that. And that gets back to the big machlokas where the Rambam was saying this sheet is ridiculous, and the riff constant that way. So that'll be interesting. But anyway, there's a nice, so he says like this. So in the Ran, he says, Umaskinan Shnait in Amra Pap Mishmeta Rava, Hilchasara, Amalvas Chavar Beidim, Ein Sarah Lafar Beidim, Ein Marmalo, Altif for Ein Yel Beidim, Sarah Lafar Beidim, Ein Marmalo Par Sikh, Ein Pomu Pai Vodam, Haya Neman, that's the gears of the Ram, Shek Pasa Fine. So how does that come out? According to the Ran, okay, it goes through the old Gerses. So he says, the nearly, the second line, the high main rock of Asi Asi. So now that'll be the Pesach, like Rav Asi. Why is he like Rav Asi? Right, that's interesting. So that's the way he's going to find it. It's an interesting take. That's Rav Asi. The Ravasi Nami, but all my parsis are going to 20 Naman. Right, so he's sticking with that. Right? Ella she was sober, the Boma Parsiha show made him Aino Naman Mishumigo. So that's exactly the machlokus for him between Ravasi and Shmuel. Right. No, he's saying Ravasi really agrees. But if the guy said I paid you in front of Adam, he would be believed. He just holds you can't make the meal because there's no claim that I paid you alone. Right. You know what I mean, Rosh? He says, Do the Ravasi Nami Bomer Parsich have been pointing point Neman? Elishu Silver, the Bomer Parsich, Shiloh Adam, Aino Neman, Kiligo, Ukamoja Kasatu Mamala. Thereby he who the Pligi Ravasi Shmuel. Was Rav Papa uposak Rav Asi. See, that's the thing. See, that's the issue over here. Because how does the Gemara follow through? So the Gemara follows through with Rav Papa. Rav Papa made a Rav on my Malvus Rav Adam in Sarafah Rav Adam. Vimar lo altifani el Adam Sarafah Rav Adam. So that sounds like Rav Asi, right? So it sounds like the Gemara is passing like a Rav Asi.
Sure.
Because if it was Shmuel, where do you, it doesn't sound like Shmuel holds you have to stand back in front of David at all. Right? That whole, right, exactly. Exactly. Right. That's right. That's resolving it, yeah. Starach lefar obeidim, right. But not levar obeidim. So therefore he says, Vishmuel, right, he who did pligi ravasi vishmuel, vasra papa posak ravasi, vichin hadin, vichad amion tiyufta, the Shmuel. Yeah, that's also a problem. That's also a problem that people have on this Gemara. Because the Gemara does say it's tiyufta the Shmuel from the Mishnah.
It is. Right.
That's right. Right. But here it's still two of them from a Stam Mishnah. Right? That doesn't even last. We don't hold like that. Ravasi Masvis and the Katoni, Vomalo Nisativ Lefar, Vomalo Nisativ Lefar, Chayiv, Nishisov, Leetin of Aden, Vomalo Nisativ Lefar, Baini Venah. That's perfectly good. All right, whatever. You don't have to say it means I said that he said he paid you back for it. Mishmochev, the Lishna Masnisin, Hokanai Mashma. It does sound like that. Misatav Lacha. Doesn't sound like he says I gave it back to you in front of Aden. Now, let's see if we can nail down this last part. He says, Harav Al Fasis Al Gores, Aino Nama. Right, that's the riskier stuff. Right, Jim Kane, Jim Lone Farish Kane, my Dathik Rav Papa, the Filio Bomber for Sith of Neploni Uploni, The Eino Naaman, Asid Lokrav Asid Lokashmua. Right. So he'll say that that's the way the Rif is going to have to learn of Asi, not like him.
Rif should not learn like him at all.
Right.
Not sure.
Yeah, maybe that's why he was hedging though.
Does that make sense in history?
Yeah, no, so you say the way he's learning the Rif is that the Ravasi would hold if you said, I paid you back in front of Aiden, he wouldn't be pleased. Because that's the way I was going initially, but too far away. But basically, the only thing that's going to be believed is if he settles the debt to the degree that it was established. That's his, it's not just, in other words, is he thinking about, let's think about it.
Well, it's not just that he has a timeout,
No, it's true. It is a problem because he did everything right. And how can he stop the Adam from leaving town? Unless you're going to say, yeah, what is it? Right. Oh, we didn't. Oh, sorry. Take a quick look. Sorry. At the bottom of the first half, we missed the bottom of the first half. He says, right, he asked a question on Shmuel. Right. So that's why it's a tiyuf to Shmuel from the Mishnah. There's another gear something on that when it says that you paid him back below Adam, you paid him back. The Gemara says hechi dami. E lema de lo omar le parsiyiv ne poni ploni. Then, according to that Girsa, even according to Shmuel, yeah, Ravasi v'Shmuel, the Omer Parsich v'Meponi Ploni v'Hochlam v'Yisayam Pudi, the Efsher Shazu he Girsa Arif. Aval eino beikar hakanuschos. Okay, just the bottom of the rift there on the day of the rock. He just explained that according to the that there's a, he wants to say that the rift apparently learns different has different gears. So according to him, even Shmuel would agree there's no migum. Because any claim he agrees in the Lishna Basra at least that any time there's a raya it negates the taina completely. The only argument they're going to have is whether he can say he paid it in front of Adam who left. So then, like Aaron's saying, sounds like he's learning. You're going to have to learn for the Rif that according to Ravasi, it's a change in the Tanai. There's some Tanai. Some Tanai of Namonis. And we'll have to see. That's the Rif develops that I think a little later with the Namonis issues of Plony. All right. Interesting.